I've been whitewater rafting this river 17 times.
17 times?
Yes. It's great.
That's a lot of times.
I've been whitewatering rafting in total.
That's more, that's 17 more times than you've been to Disney, you bum.
No, I went to Animal Kingdom. Does that count? I went there once.
Yeah, that kind of counts.
That does. I mean, it does
count. Is that half a trip or a quarter of it? How many parks are there at Disney? Four? Three?
Four.
So that's a quarter of a trip. I've seen a quarter of Disney.
Okay, time out.
I did go to Disneyland once when I was like two, though. So
that doesn't count.
But I don't remember.
Disney were two.
Does
it count that I've never been to Disney if I've not like gone to Animal Kingdom? I've been to Animal Kingdom like twice, and the last time I went was like seven.
I went to Animal Kingdom almost as many times as you. And I just went when we were doing Grad Bash, senior trip. We went to three amusement parks, and I went to Animal Kingdom, and that was the only time I've ever been to anything Disney related.
I don't know. This is a difficult question.
Like, I don't like what? Animal Kingdom. Yeah, who goes to Animal Kingdom?
Well, no,
A lot of people.
Really?
But yes. I would
Animal
rather,
Kingdom is great.
Based on my experience at Animal Kingdom, though, I would rather go to Busch Gardens than Animal Kingdom any day. I would go... Animal Kingdom was not that great. Busch Gardens
say,
is fantastic.
Like,
you went to Animal... When did you go to Animal Kingdom?
My senior year of high school, so it was 2018.
Was any of the Avatar stuff opened?
Yeah.
Did you do it?
Yeah.
Oh, the Avatar stuff?
You still think Busch Gardens is better?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, you're wrong.
Yeah, they have
the
two,
Avatar stuff is
they have one good
Animal
ride.
Kingdom?
Yeah.
Animal Kingdom has one good ride. The Pandora ride.
No.
That's it.
Expedition Everest is one of the best things that Disney's made.
The Everest ride is like...
It's so good.
Fine.
I'm on paint with this one.
It's
Busch
nothing
Gardens
special.
Is It's
a ride, and then you see a shadow of a Yeti, and it's like, okay. Like, it's not
actually,
that big of a deal.
Actually see the Yeti.
Oh, do you? I don't remember.
Yeah.
It wasn't that great.
It's not, like, functional, and it's just kind of, like, there.
The rides aren't, like, intense, but they're better all around than Busch Gardens.
For sure not.
Yes.
Absolutely not. Busch Gardens has the best roller coasters in Florida.
Yeah, that's not why you go to Animal Kingdom. You go to Animal Kingdom for... all of the other types of rides that they have.
What, they have like three rides, bro.
What rides do they have at Animal Kingdom?
You go to Animal Kingdom for the animals and a couple of the rides. If I want animals and rides, just go to Busch Gardens. They have animals and they have vastly superior rides.
Like, I'm thinking...
for the experience that you go to Animal Kingdom for, you could get the same experience that's better at Busch Gardens for cheaper. It is the better park.
You can't compare it to any other.
No, we are together on this.
I am thinking here.
Busch Gardens has better roller coasters.
What rides
do they
have?
Yeah, exactly. You just admitted they have better roller coasters. So how is Animal Kingdom better?
Flight of Passage is one of the most technologically advanced rides ever made. Kilimanjaro Safari is bigger than the entire Magic Kingdom park. Dinosaur is one of the most technologically advanced rides ever made and opened with the park.
Dinosaur is insane.
And it's really, really good. Everest is the most expensive roller coaster ever built.
Yeah, those aren't reasons that make it better than Busch Gardens. Busch Gardens is more fun and it's cheaper. It's more fun and it's cheaper. That's all.
It's just because it has more rides, not because they're better rides.
I think they are better
rides.
They're objectively the best rides in Florida.
You said they have better roller coasters. That was your words.
You literally just said that. So I don't want to hear it.
They also don't have the best roller coasters in Florida.
For sure they do.
They have the best collection at one park, but there's better roller coasters in Florida.
I'll give you that.
I think
I'll take on so Joe's side on that.
Universal has a couple that could be at the same tier, and I've never been to Disney, so I don't know anything about the rides that they have, but like
Disney doesn't have better roller coasters.
No,
yeah,
Disney's
the only competition is
only
competition is Universal.
And
now
SeaWorld.
Disney, I'll give it to Disney. They have the best like
SeaWorld.
Disney is the
Mego
best
at SeaWorld
park.
Is one of the most insane rides I've ever been on.
Bro, you ever been to Lego World?
Legoland?
Yeah,
that one. No.
Ah,
I went to Legoland when it was still Cypress Gardens.
Mm-hmm.
There used to be like a ski show there. My dad's like was like a water skier when he was younger. So like we would go just for that. And then they like have some rides there too.
So I went to Legoland in like sixth grade on a school field trip.
So proud of you.
I know.
So, okay. So I think Disney is the best theme park in Florida. I think just in terms of theming and overall experience, I've never even been to Disney and I'll concede that to them. Best amusement park is Busch Gardens. I think I get the most, like, I go to amusement parks and, like, thrill parks to ride rides. That's where I get my amusement. I don't care about the other stuff. Like, that's not that big of a deal to me. If you're going for just, like, between the two, like, a compromise between theming and thrill, then you go to Universal, which I think is in the middle.
And Islands.
I consider that with Universal. I consider those same thing.
Well.
Because they're right there. They're basically the same thing. They're both Universal. But, like, I consider that to be the middle ground between the theming of Disney and the thrill of Busch Gardens.
Like, if I want to go ride roller coasters, I'm going to go to Busch Gardens.
Because
that's where they have the biggest collection all in one spot. But for me, Busch Gardens is like the Jacksonville Zoo, but just like with roller coasters. There ain't nothing else special to it at all.
I'll give Animal Kingdom the experience of seeing the animals is cooler because it's like all open kind of thing.
The thing is when I go to Animal Kingdom, I don't even go like see the animals. You're
then
just
what's
kinda...
the point of why go?
Yeah.
Like if you're going to go ride rides, you just said that Animal
Kingdom
does it better.
Because the theming of everything else is so much better. It's not just because they have animals.
But I can't see how you would ever put that above Busch Gardens.
If you gave me a free if you gave me two free tickets and were like go to Busch Gardens or go to Animal Kingdom, I would go to Animal Kingdom every time.
Welcome to the Act 4 podcast.
Your go-to post-movie podcast.
It's a podcast about movies.
My name's Peyton.
I'm Connor.
And I'm Joe.
We keep him in the corner. Time for another George Lucas movie. But this time it's not Star Wars. But it still has Harrison Ford.
Yes.
We've done more Harrison Ford movies than any other actor. Would you all agree with that?
Well, yes.
Harrison Ford has been in the most movies that we've covered.
We did all of the Star Wars.
He was in 5 Star Wars movies.
Yes, he's in 5 Star Wars
plus movies. Plus this one. So yeah, we've done 6 movies with Harrison Ford in it. Are you doing the math there, Joe? The original trilogy, and then he was in Rise of Skywalker and Force Awakens.
Yeah.
It was more of a cameo in Rise of Skywalker, but still counts.
It still counts. Still counts.
So Han Solo is an adventurer and professor. We're doing Raiders of the Lost Ark. I don't know if we said that. Yeah. That's this week. But you should have already known that because you clicked on this episode.
On the title.
So we're in 1936. Movie starts out South America and we get all the iconic Indiana Jones stuff. Already did Indiana Jones. I don't know if y'all remembered. We did Indiana Jones when we did Chicken Little. So
we did.
Because
wait,
that's there.
That's 7.
Yeah, that's 7.
That's 7.
Because Harrison Ford is in Chicken Little.
It's also a cameo, but
I know it still counts.
Is what it is.
Harrison Ford should be
our
new spirit.
I'm still on the side that actor. Indiana Jones being in Chicken Little makes sense.
I am
because
on the side
us,
that this doesn't. It's stupid.
Because us, as human beings, watch movies of animated animals, so they would watch
live action
people.
I
it
think
adds
that's stupid.
Up.
No, it doesn't. No,
so that's the stupidest part of
Chicken
a movie.
I didn't say that was the stupidest part. I just said it's stupid.
I'm saying that you said it's the stupidest part.
Yeah, I didn't say it's the stupidest part.
Joe, I've never seen you get so defensive. Like, you were like,
you
it's time
up.
To talk about
you
this.
Sat up like
yo,
you're ready
if
to go.
If we ever bring up Chicken Little, you already know I'm about to get heated.
No. Okay. That's not
I will
the
defend
dumbest
that
part of that movie. There's some dumb parts.
I will sacrifice my life for Chicken Little.
I will sacrifice my life for Chicken Little.
I will sacrifice my life for Pakistan.
Those TikToks
that's gonna be like 4 weeks late.
Yeah,
it's gonna be so late.
Yeah, that's not even gonna be a trend anymore when
I
this
feel
comes
like
out.
It might survive.
Maybe.
Wow.
I hope it does.
It's going
something
it's
else.
Going,
they're gonna make a new sound with it and like
it's going really strong right now.
It really is.
Yeah, for those
it's,
of you
it's
who don't
gotta
know,
be like
recording early.
I was
it's
on
gotta
my
be
you
like
page.
6 of like every 10 videos.
Oh,
like,
I know. I'm
it's a
like,
high volume.
It's like 5 in a row all the time.
I'm just chilling, bro.
What are you
y'all
doing?
Talk.
I thought you were like blocking, your mic.
I'm blocking y'all's sound with my own thing. Don't shoot the rubber band at me.
I thought you were going like, I offer you a word. Tenet.
Tenet. We talked about that
wait,
last
what?
Week.
From The Incredibles, mesh together.
Nobody's gonna we don't have a video podcast, so no one's gonna know what we're doing. They just think we sound like we're crazy.
I mean
we are
crazy. But okay, so I want to debate this Chicken Little thing. And here's why I think that's stupid. Because it would be fine if Indiana Jones in our world was animated. Because like if it was about animated animals, then them reversing it to human, it makes sense because then it's flipping. In our world, we're watching Indiana Jones and it's real people actors. So in their world, they should be watching it and it's not. Like it should be animals, right? Because it's a live action movie in our world, so it should be live action for them in their world. Now, if they were watching Shark Tale or something, maybe then you've got humans doing it. That's probably a bad example because they're fish. But let's say Robin Hood, like the Disney Robin Hood, right? They're watching Disney Robin Hood, do it with real people instead of animals, and maybe that makes sense.
You know why I'm going to say that it does make sense? Because my mom said it makes sense, and she's
well,
never
wrong.
Well,
I disagree with your mom. I don't agree with her, because I don't think it... I mean, it's fine, it's just a thing they throw in there, but I think it's stupid. Like, I think It would be so much better if it's like just an animated dog doing it, and then it's a subtle reference.
If it's an animated dog, then like reference. Just don't do it.
I want a subtle reference. No, I don't want you to just
like if they animate a dog and put that in there, then just don't do it.
I agree. They probably just shouldn't do it in general.
There's a lot of things they shouldn't do in Chicken Little, but that's what makes it great.
Facts.
Thank you, Connor.
How much do you think Chicken Little had to pay to have just that little bit of a shot of the ball rolling towards Harrison Ford?
Worth it.
How much do you think they had to pay?
So much money.
Because that was back before it was a Disney property, right? Because Disney didn't own Lucasfilm at that point, so they had to pay to license that scene, I'm sure.
Probably.
Because Disney didn't buy Lucasfilm until the 2011, somewhere in there, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Because it was 2014?
15
when Force Awakens came out, so they bought it a few years before that.
Yeah.
And Chicken Little came out before all that. So.
All right, that's enough Star Wars talk and Chicken Little talk.
Well, we weren't talking Star Wars at all. Oh, we did. Well, we were talking Lucasfilm.
You literally just said
Force Awakens. We were talking Lucasfilm, and this is a Lucasfilm movie.
I don't want to talk about Star Wars.
There's Star Wars references in this movie. Y'all know about the C-3PO and R2-D2 carved into the wall.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's really cool. I like that.
That is a good one.
I think Harrison Ford does a really, really good job in Raiders of the Lost Ark and being just a vast... Like, he's still Harrison Ford, but it's a very different character than Han Solo. And, like, he just does that really well. Like, that's always a really cool thing that I like watching in movies is iconic actors playing different roles, and you just believe the role. Because sometimes it's hard. Like, if someone's super iconic for a certain role, it's hard to see him in another role. Like, the example that I'm thinking of is Ron Swanson, Nick Offerman from Parks and Rec. He's in The Founder as one of the McDonald brothers, and it's really hard to see him not be Ron Swanson, you know? And
that's a good movie.
It is. The Founder's great. And it's just, it's really hard to see him. It's like, that's Ron Swanson. Like, they're just, like, tied to that role. And I think it's just really cool when actors can play different characters and it's really believable. And I think Harrison Ford does that really well in this movie. That was just one thing I thought when we were watching it.
Yeah. I mean, sure. You're right. you're right. There's definitely actors that are tied to roles. And when you see them in other places, it's like, oh, hello, how you doing? So it's just an example. I've never seen Parks and Rec. So like,
okay, let me think. Another example of someone who's really iconic.
I've watched a couple episodes of Parks
Robert and Rec. Downey Jr. Seeing Robert Downey Jr. play Dr. Doolittle. Is that not a little bit weird?
It was not, because I watched Robert Downey Jr.
I guess he's been in other stuff. Like, if you've seen Zodiac and Dr. Doolittle, who would you do?
Tobey Maguire. Spider-Man.
Yeah.
All the time.
He is the OG Spider-Man. It's weird to see him in anything else.
Like, Andrew Garfield, it's not the same, because I've seen Andrew Garfield in too many other things.
Yeah. And he wasn't even very good as Spider-Man, so it's like, it's not the same. Uh-huh. I didn't like his Spider-Man movies.
Okay, Mr. Best Friends with Tom Holland over here.
Yeah.
I would pick Tom Holland. Was that in the actual episode or in one of the intros? Yeah. I think that was the actual episode.
That was in
it?
The actual episode.
Okay, so cool. That was last week. If you want to know why Tom Holland is going to be my best friend, you should listen to last week's episode, The Shawshank Redemption.
Where we don't talk about The Shawshank
Redemption. Yeah, we talked about The Shawshank Redemption for maybe 20 minutes of that whole episode.
25.
Well, no. I'm going to tally it up. So I haven't edited that episode yet, so I don't really know how much of it was, but I'll try to count.
We should just retitle it to Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler drip. Walmart drip.
Shout out Adam Sandler drip on Twitter.
Is it good?
It's so funny.
It's really good.
It's good. I'm really happy for you, Joe.
Thank you.
All right, let's actually kind of talk about the movie. This movie has a monkey in it that's a Nazi. That's kind of interesting.
It is.
the monkey Heils Hitler. It does that. I'm just trying to list things to get conversation rolling.
I want to say this is going to be a little weird topic. Uh-oh. But like, the Nazis in movies have accomplished a lot of things. Like, they went and stole the Ark of the Covenant at one point. They do like a lot of different things just throughout all of movies. They develop zombies in another movie.
We're talking about
in movies in general.
Gotcha.
They accomplish a lot of things and they always lose, which is a great thing.
It's perfect. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. No matter what they do.
Let's talk about Nazi movies, not like movies with Nazis in them. Let's do that. My favorite's Jojo Rabbit or Inglorious Bastards. Those are both great movies with Nazis.
They both
kind of
got some same energy to them.
Mm-hmm. Similar energy. Jojo Rabbit, the best part
similar
of Jojo Rabbit.
Similar energy in how they handle Nazis, not like actual movie-wise.
Yeah, yeah.
They're
very different movies. Yes. They're both mocking Nazis.
Yeah.
But yes. Jojo Rabbit's more outright about it. Like, the whole, like, Heil Hitler scene where they're constantly, like, like howling Hitler, and it's like, well, we held Hitler to them and then held Hitler to them. and then we Heil Hitler to you. And it was like 10 minutes of them just saying Heil Hitler.
Have you seen this movie?
You haven't?
No.
Oh, it's so funny.
It's on HBO. Watch it.
It's absolutely hilarious.
I gotta get HBO, my guy.
Rip it off of online.
I can do that.
With a VPN, and then you're safe.
This episode of the Act 4 podcast is brought to you by NordVPN.
That's how you know I watch too much Cody Co.
Right, it's not.
I mean, need to make that clear. It's not brought to you by NordVPN. Don't sue us, Nord. But if you want to sponsor this episode, we are ready.
Do we beg for a sponsor every video?
I think I'm about it.
Not every video, every episode.
Hey, make it a video podcast. What am I talking about? Come on now.
These episodes do have, like, we are sponsored. Right now, we're sponsored by Anchor. And so those sponsorships play in these. But we don't record those into the episode. Speaking of which, right now is a great time to cut to our little sponsored break. So we'll be back in a second. Now, back to Raiders of the Lost Ark.
I think it'd be really funny if you just didn't put a sponsor
there.
If I didn't place a sponsor there,
that'd be really funny. Or if I just place it now. All right. Now let's actually talk about Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Put it now.
Wait. 3, 2, 1. Sponsor. Bang. What if I put 3 ads in rapid succession of one another? Like, it's an ad, and then, like, a couple seconds, and then an ad, and then a couple seconds, and an ad. Do you think people would, like, just stop listening to us?
Yes. I'm surprised they get far enough to the ad.
You know the problem with that?
In the first place. We don't know yet. Season 3 has not yet dropped at the time we're recording this, so we'll have more data about that later.
We're really just keep going before you even post
the first one. We don't know how it's going to work.
Yeah.
That drops tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
At the time that we're recording this.
Yep.
Did you give me the... We'll talk about that later. I feel like we have show notes we have to finish for some stuff. Doesn't matter. We'll talk about that later. Raiders of the Lost Ark. Now it's called Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark, but originally it was not. That's a thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
It was just Raiders of the Lost Ark, and then when they decided they were going to do more, it was the whole Star Wars thing, where they added, like, episode titles. This, they just called it... They called the franchise Indiana Jones, and then the subtitle is Raiders of the Lost Ark. But originally, it was just Raiders of the Lost Ark.
So are you just going to call this one Raiders of the Lost Ark?
I just call it Raiders when I'm talking about it.
I mean, it's still just Raiders of the Lost Ark on IMDb and everything like that. Mm-hmm. Like, they never
But all the branding and stuff has Indiana Jones on it. But originally, there wasn't Indiana Jones on the posters and stuff. But now it is. Because that's how people know it.
Not really. If you call it Raiders of the Lost Ark, I know what's
going on. I think everybody knows it.
But, like,
it'd be an iconic movie, though.
I know, but, like, if you talk about the sequels, like... The next one is Temple of Doom and The Last Crusade. But if you just said The Last Crusade, most people won't immediately connect that to Indiana Jones.
Well, those people are stupid.
I connect Temple of Doom to Indiana Jones.
I think that one's iconic enough.
Even Last Crusade, I know all of them.
Yeah, I know
Last Crusade. Even the fourth one that shouldn't have been made.
Kingdom of the Crystal Skull?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've never seen that?
Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf?
It's bad.
What are you talking about? There's a fourth one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's got Shia LaBeouf in it. It was made semi-recently. It's terrible. They go back to that little storage facility.
It's like 2008. Yeah.
Where at the end of the movie, where they drop off the Ark of the Covenant and the crates, they go back to that in Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
And there's aliens in that one?
Yeah, there's aliens.
Yeah, I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's really bad. It's not great, but I don't... It's really bad.
I don't think it's terrible.
No, it's really terrible. The Nazi lady burns up. It's at the very end of the movie. I don't even remember, bro. I've tried to watch that from my memory.
And then they get launched out of the temple with the water. And so they, like, get flooded. Yeah.
Huh?
And then they get married at the end.
What are you talking? What?
I'm talking about King Crystal Skull.
Really? You've seen it?
Yeah.
You said you hadn't.
No. You asked if I had, and I was just like, no, I hate that movie so
much. Okay, yeah. I don't remember it. That was just a lot of me being confused about what you were talking about, because I don't remember anything.
It's a 6.1 on IMDb. That's not terrible.
Yeah. I feel like I just remember it being really bad, and I've, like, really blocked it out of my memory, because I only saw it that one time, and that was, like, when it first came out.
So, no, I hate this movie
Kate
so
Blanchett
much.
In it. She's pretty good.
I hate this movie so much that I don't acknowledge
I don't remember
it.
Her performance in that movie, but she's good in a bunch of other stuff.
Shia LaBeouf's pretty good. I'll give you that.
They definitely just made that because Shia LaBeouf was, like, right off of Transformers at the time this was made.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he was, like, the big deal. And I was doing, like, a bunch of, like, underground movies.
Peanut Butter Falcon.
I haven't seen it, but I've heard it's really good.
That's one of the ones I want to watch. You did see it?
No, I saw it on something. I was like, oh, that looks weird. I'm not going to watch it.
Really? Peanut Butter Falcon looks really good. It looks like it's, yeah.
I'm just
It's
gonna...
a little indie. It was an indie project.
And Shia LaBeouf's in it?
Mm-hmm.
Then it's going to be great. So
and
I'm
Ethan Hawke.
Oh, come on.
And someone else. Speaking of Ethan Hawke, did you see the Tesla movie that came out or whatever? And apparently really sucks with Ethan Hawke in it. Apparently it's really bad. I think Ethan Hawke is the guy.
What Tesla?
There was some Tesla movie that either just came out or is coming out, and apparently it looks really
bad.
About,
like, the car or, like, Nikola Tesla?
Like, Tesla, like, the guy.
Okay. Are you talking about, like, it might be totally different, but, like, there's one called, like, The Current War?
No. This is like, it's just called Tesla.
It's called Tesla. It's a 2020 film. It's coming out.
Yeah, Ethan Hawke.
Yeah, sorry, I'm thinking of that one.
Yeah, I got a 5.1.
Yeah, apparently it's not good.
21st of August, so it's already out.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently it's not very good.
Oh yeah, the rest of the cast has absolutely no one in it, so.
Yeah, apparently it's not great. But also, no one is going to top David Bowie's performance of Tesla in The Prestige.
Pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Really good.
Pretty good.
Back to Indiana Jones. Mm-hmm. Honestly, we could just like talk about the beginning of this movie for a little while if we wanted, because that's really, when you think of this movie, that's kind of like the most iconic thing of Indiana Jones, is just, for me anyways, is going through this opening temple, avoiding the booby traps, like swapping out the statue, you know, with the bag of sand, and then proceeding to have to escape, gets betrayed by the dude that he's with.
Rest in peace, Dr. Octopus.
Yes.
Yep. He dies.
Really does.
And then he has to run from the boulder.
The boulder.
And then later he has to run from all the natives.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
He has to run from the natives. And also that whole native scene. So watching it, I kind of feel like, you know, the scene in Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yes.
Is that absolute? That's got to be a reference to this movie. Because it's almost the exact same scene. You know what we're talking about in Pirates, where
he turns
Jack
the corner.
Sparrow is having to run. He's running from the island of cannibals, like all those cannibals.
And he turns Pirates of the Caribbean 2.
I know exactly. Yeah. And he runs and he's on the beach.
It's almost the exact
same.
When
I was watching this one, so like at the end of that one, once Jack like makes it onto his boat, they like cut back to like the natives and they're like all like upset and like crying and they're like mad about it. And I thought that was going to happen in this one. And then I realized like, oh, that's a different scene. But still exactly the same.
I think that they had to have been referencing Indiana Jones. And even if it was like subconsciously when they were writing it and acting it, cause it's so similar, like the running over the hilltop and he comes over the hill and then all the other ones come out behind and stuff.
It's definitely much more comedic in Pirates.
Yes. Cause
in
Pirates,
well, Jack Sparrow's just a more comedic character too.
He comes around the bend of the beach and like then they're following him. Yeah.
It feels
I know what you're talking about.
Very similar
then there's
energy.
The dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Very, very similar energy. And so
Pirates of the Caribbean 2 do be the best one though. That's just a fact.
That is, I'll give you that.
I am fairly certain I've only seen 1 and 2. I don't think I've seen any of the others.
You can watch the third one?
Third one's good. The third one's really good. It's a great trilogy. Just don't go farther than 3. 3 is actually a really good end.
That's what I've heard. 3 is really good end.
3 is a
really
good
end. So the first one, what I think is like, what happened with the first one is like, it was really good and it like did it. And then they just randomly did it again with the second one. And they were like, and then it was really good and received it. And they were like, third time's the charm. Let's randomly do this again. And then it was a little worse. And then it just kept getting worse. And they just kept trying to do random things.
Yeah. Number 2 is definitely the best.
Number 2 is really good.
Number 2 is fantastic. I love Number 2. The second movies of a lot of trilogies tend to be the best. There's also times that it's not, but I can think of a lot of trilogies or that move on beyond that more than just trilogies. Like Toy Story 2 is my favorite of them. I know we've disagreed about that. And we'll talk about that in the Toy Story episode. Shrek 2, favorite of the Shreks.
Really?
Wait, what's your favorite Shrek?
Shrek.
The first one.
Okay. Well, I mean, he's not Shrek is really good, but I think Shrek 2 is better.
The worst. Yeah, Shrek the third.
Yeah, or Shrek Forever After.
Okay, okay.
What am I, an idiot?
Guess whose favorite Shrek is Shrek the
third?
Jacob.
Yeah, it's the same one whose favorite of the Dark Knight trilogy is the third one. He's just
stupid. The Dark Knight.
Knight trilogy, the second one's the best. I kind of
a trilogy where it just slowly gets worse. The Matrix, 1, and then it just goes straight downhill. 2 and 3.
That one I don't even consider a trilogy. I just look at the Matrix and that's it.
That's because 2 and 3 are really bad. Terminator 2 is what's up.
T2 is one of the best.
But then you have other ones that are like the complete opposite, where the second one's the worst, like Cars. You know?
Yeah,
but it's just like the second one.
I'll give it.
That's subjective.
No, it's not. It's not subjective.
I'll give it to Cars because at least every other movie is like the same, like Terminator and Terminator 2 are like the same theme and the same, like, mm-hmm. You get it?
Mm-hmm. Cars 2 is just too bold for you.
Cars 2 is just completely different from Cars 1.
You just can't handle the difference.
I just don't like it. It's not good. It's not a good movie.
You're right. It's not good.
It's not good.
It's great.
No, it's not.
It's pinnacle. It's the pinnacle.
I'm trying to think of other trilogies. I mean, the Sharknado movies, I'm sure that they get worse as they go along. I've not 100%. Watched any of them, but I'm sure they're not good.
Star Wars,
the second one, is the best of that trilogy. I think that's the like the mark of a good I don't know. If you can do a movie that was already really good and then do it better the second time, like that, I think that just says a lot.
How about How to Train Your Dragon?
I only ever watched the first one of those. I was really into the books as a kid in middle school.
Third one.
And the books are very different from the movies, so I didn't really like the movies.
There was How to Train Your Dragon books?
Yeah, that's what the movies were based on. The books, completely different. They're absolutely completely different thing. Like, in the movies, the people don't like dragons. Like, they're at war. In the books, that's never a thing. They just live alongside each other, and they just train dragons. There's no, like, dislike of dragons, whereas, like, How to Train Your Dragons, there is. They're very different.
It sounds different. I don't know. Can't tell you.
They were super different. I remember being really into those in, like, middle school. I don't remember what the books were really about at all, except training dragons, I'm sure.
There's really only ever, like, one book series I got into when I was a kid, and that was the Percy Jackson books.
I knew you were going to say the Percy Jackson
books. I really liked I'm so ready for the Disney Plus series, Percy Jackson. I really hope it doesn't suck.
It's going to be good.
It's got to be good. It's just, I've got a lot of faith in Disney.
Mandalorian level production value.
It's going to be so good.
The author is actually going to be involved in the project instead of shut out like he was with the movies. It's going to be fine. I never got
into those.
Percy Jackson?
Hey, it's never too late, bro. It's never too late.
They are really good.
I'm not going to.
Really good. When the show comes out, will you watch it with us?
Yeah, I'll watch the show with y'all.
Because I'm... Just because... So are they doing it where it's like one season is a book?
One season's a book.
So we're getting 5 seasons?
I mean, hopefully.
Bruh. Oh, I'm so ready. That's the treatment it deserves. I wish Harry Potter would get the same treatment. I wish Harry Potter, they did like
never read Harry Potter.
Like, I wish Harry Potter, I know, Joe, you've only just started watching through the Harry Potters, but I really want, like, the Harry Potter movies are fine. They're good. They're not bad at all. Some of them are better than others. And there's clearly a worst one, in my opinion. We're not talking about Harry Potter today, so it doesn't matter. But, like, I wish they would get, like, a Game of Thrones level HBO kind of treatment of Harry Potter where they did a season to a book. I think that'd be amazing. Because there's so many things that were left out of the books in the movies because you're just limited. But in a TV show, you have more time to cover a lot of stuff, which is why I'm really excited for the Percy Jackson show. Because they're going to be able to cover stuff that the movies just didn't want to do, didn't do right, or didn't have time to do. Are there any other like book series that you would like to see adapted into TV shows or movies like that y'all can think of?
I've already told you that was the only books I
that
read.
That was the only book series you read as a kid?
I mean, yeah, and like Diary of a Wimpy Kid, but like we already got that.
Yeah, they did those. I didn't watch those.
Second one is the best, too.
Yeah.
I was never into Diary of a Wimpy Kid books or movies or any of that stuff. I was never into Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
I got you. I don't know if y'all ever heard of this, but this is what I read as a kid. It's called Hank the Cow Dog.
Nope.
I think that's what it was called.
Is that just like a Titusville thing?
I don't know. It might be. Okay.
Hank the Cow. No, I've never heard of that.
Bruh, it was...
You search Hank the and it's the first thing that pops
Let's
up.
Go,
so.
Baby. It was about this what dog and he was like
what is this?
He was like a it was like it was a
he's the head of ranch security.
Yeah, and it was mystery books.
Okay.
Hold up, wait a second.
Did you guys ever read the 39 Clues
yes.
series?
Yes.
That's by the same guy that did Percy Jackson.
Apparently.
It's Rick Riordan.
So
well, how far did you get?
I don't remember. I was really into the first several, but there was a lot
I was
them.
Too.
There was a lot of them.
2 days ago, there's a Hank the Cow Dog podcast series.
I got it.
And 2 days ago, Matthew McConaughey was on there. There's also an official website.
Hey, all I'm saying, apparently it's big enough for Matthew McConaughey. That's what I'm saying.
It says Matthew McConaughey's to voice Starry. Is that a character in these? Yeah.
They doing a movie?
Apparently, it's just a podcast of them reading the books, and they have different people coming in to voice characters.
Oh.
That's what's up. I'm about to...
I'm Googling this. I want to see what the cover looks like so I can know... Oh, okay. I do remember these covers. Like, these were in the library in middle school, but I never read them. But I do recognize the cover art. Magic Treehouse. Did you guys ever do Magic Treehouse?
Yes, I did Magic Treehouse.
This podcast, like, just started.
We should do a collab with the Hank the whatever dog podcast.
It's Hank the Cow Dog, my guy.
Hank the Cow Dog, gotcha.
Hank the Cow Dog, come on.
Anyways, yeah, Magic Treehouse, that was a big one.
Yes, of course Magic Treehouse was a big one.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember.
That was a pretty good one, though.
I'm trying to remember other book series that was, like, really big.
I never read them, but, like, Animorphs were kind of a big deal.
I never read the Animorphs ones.
But, like, Apparently, there was just a lot of them.
They're being adapted into something. I saw it online somewhere.
No, thank you.
I think
no,
they're being I'm adapted good. Into a
that
movie
sounds
or something,
like
or a TV show.
Cats all over again. Yeah, I don't that's want gonna that. Spark another pandemic. Cats is 100% the reason the world is going to just absolute crap right now.
The world, everything turned sour the second Cats came out.
It's just a fact.
I never saw it, but I heard it was really bad.
I refused to watch it.
I remember being on Twitter when they announced that they had to go in after audience test screenings and remove the buttholes from the Cats. They really took the time in CG
they
to get a final cut of this movie with buttholes.
With buttholes. They originally
and then
did
they
buttholes.
Were just like, and then some poor CG person had to just be like, yeah, we're going to take those out. And it's just like, how about we just not make the movie?
So someone has to go in and edit out the butt. Like, first of all, someone's job was
to
put the buttholes in. Their job was adding, like, there's one person and they are credited in the credits probably as the butthole guy. And then they took him out and now they're not even credited for their hard work in making these buttholes. And they need justice.
He probably took him out too.
Yeah, I know. But you're not going to credit the guy that removed the buttholes because it didn't make it into the movie. You're not crediting the butthole guy in the movie.
I would credit that. I don't want that. That's a gift. He did a glorious thing.
I just can't believe that they originally thought any of this movie was a
I
good
looked
idea.
Up Cats Movie 2020 Buttholes on Google, so that's not... going to be an interesting thing to have in my history. And there's an article from Vanity Fair, and it says, Cats VFX editor confirms the butthole cut was very real. And then there's another article from one day earlier, and says, we spent 24 hours searching for the elusive butthole cut to no avail.
Well, I don't know why people would think the butthole cut would be out there somewhere to view. I feel like it's not out.
No,
people have their ways.
But it's somewhere in the files of whatever. What company made Cats?
Who? I don't know. Burn it to the ground.
Was it Warner Brothers?
Probably.
Seems like a Warner Brothers kind of thing to do. Paramount.
DreamWorks.
No, just name all the production companies. You'll hit eventually.
We'll hit one of them. Blue Sky. No, they only do animation.
It was Warner Brothers.
It was Warner Brothers. I knew it. Like, that's just a Warner Brothers thing to do. So somewhere at Warner Bros, there is
just a whole bunch of buttholes on the cutting room floor. How's that for a quote?
There you go.
Y'all like that?
Do you know what movie doesn't have any buttholes in it at all?
Like a
Raiders
lot
of
the other
Lost
ones.
Ark.
Yeah.
Raiders of the Lost Ark. Let's reel it back in here.
You know what this movie does have a lot of? Snakes.
Snakes. Way too many snakes.
There are a lot of snakes.
I don't like snakes. Like, I have a fear of snakes. It's not fun.
My dad don't like snakes. I know it's because of this movie. Like, hey, it's got to be because of this movie.
This movie, okay. So a lot of the stuff in this movie is practical. Like, yes. The vast majority of it's practical effects. So it makes me think that the snakes were all there. Mm-hmm. Like, they had to have been. Did he actually light them on fire? Like, when they did it, how did they film the spraying? Like, did they just light a fire and they superimpose the snakes in there?
Is anybody going to file a grievance with the studio for them lighting snakes on fire? Like, do we care that much?
I mean, some people do.
So,
well, those people are wrong.
First
like
off,
it's snakes.
I don't think all the snakes were real. There was definitely some fake snakes in there. Like
rubber snakes to just look like there was
like,
some there? Yeah.
It's just to fill it. Depth. And it's probably just lit a bunch of rubber snakes on fire and then superimposed a little bit of snakes.
The
now,
one with
I'm
like
wondering, the cobra? The king cobra was legitimately there, right? Like,
yes.
It had to be.
And they filmed it with
a glass wall.
Oh, there
glass.
Was a wall?
A glass
okay.
wall.
I was sitting there trying to figure out how on earth did they film this because I couldn't see the glass.
Still terrifying.
I don't like that at all.
That's good that you can't see the glass.
Yeah. That was fantastic. Yeah. Some of the effects in this movie are not great.
I hate snakes.
But that, the fact, like the cobra being right in front of his face, I couldn't figure out how they did it. I didn't think of a glass wall, but I was sitting there, I was like, bro, I don't know how they did this, but it's fantastic. Because it doesn't look like the snake was thrown in here. Yeah. With the technology they had back then, it wouldn't have looked good. And like the snake like looks like it's right there. And I was just like, bro, I don't know how they did this, but that's insane. Like when he's like climbing up the statue and there's the snake in the mouth of that statue, that's pretty crazy. That's scary. That as a kid, that would always scare the crap out of me.
I don't like
this
snakes.
Movie. Do get spooky sometimes.
I do. It's this movie is surprisingly dark for what I would consider. I'd consider this to be a family film, right? Mm-hmm. Like that's kind of what I put it in. And it's
I would say
really
older.
Dark.
Like,
it's older. It's not like for young families.
Yeah,
but it's still in that family film genre. Like if you're going through Netflix, it's gonna be in the family film. Like,
but again,
a film
it's gonna
for
be.
Families.
It's gonna. I'm gonna like. They ain't watching it at 6.
Really? What age would you show this to your kids? Because I feel like
I'd say eight.
I think eight is a fine age.
I'm gonna go.
Because I definitely saw this before I was eight.
I'd say it'd depend on their snake tolerance, and then you maybe like skip over like the melting faces.
That because that's
like
what I was thinking.
The exploding
there's a lot of
head
stuff
and stuff like that.
Really
like that's
gory.
A little.
I'm gonna go nine. Just,
nine.
And not skip over anything.
I brought up the melting faces and you bumped it up a year. We're like, nine.
Well, I said eight and he was always saying nine.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm trying to think. There was something else in this movie and I was like, holy crap. Like, that's really dark.
It depends. I'll give you, it really depends. So, like, for me, my dad just let me watch basically any movie I wanted to. Mm-hmm. His theory was if I didn't like it, I'd just leave. That's not what happened. So I watched The Shining when I was four.
Oh my goodness. Alien haven't watched that, bro.
Alien when I was five.
Never have, never will.
My dad
can't make it through that movie, I can't.
My brother watched Alien when he was three.
Wow.
I watched Alien when I was five.
We grew up in very different households.
Oh yeah,
my parents wouldn't let me watch Scooby-Doo because they thought it was scary. My mom would not let us watch Scooby-Doo because she thought we were going to get scared because there were ghosts in it.
And then I watched...
Spoiler. It's
Jaws.
Not scary.
I watched Jaws. The first time I watched Jaws, I was four.
It's crazy.
They really just planted that in your head.
That's
like, this will
age.
Be your favorite movie.
That's VeggieTales age, and you're watching Jaws.
Yeah, well, I just watched like the Jonah and the Pirates one. Mm-hmm. I just watched that VHS on loop until I was like 12, and then I started watching real movies.
So my mom and
you were 12?
My
that
mom and dad
joke,
were divorced
Peyton.
When I was like three, so like I was with my dad, and mm-hmm. he'd just tell us different names of the movies. So when we went back to my mom, so like if we watched Alien, he wouldn't tell me we're watching Alien because there's absolutely no way that I'd be watching Alien at five.
Mm-hmm.
So he'd tell me a different name of the movie. So we'd go back and
you're watching Pink Panther.
Exactly. That's exactly what would happen.
What'd you watch with your dad? We watched Pink Panther. The aliens were pretty scary, but she's like, I don't remember that. Are we talking about the Steve Martin one?
Connor, you remember Great Movie Ride? Rest in
peace.
I would not go on that because of the alien scene.
Yes.
Okay.
My brother had to close his eyes
to Disney. You can just chill with
when he was like 13, 14 years old because he was so scared of Alien.
My brother
hates that movie.
I went on it once because I was like on a big thing at a point in my life where I was just trying to say I've ridden everything in Disney World, which I still have except for one thing right now. I'm going to get there eventually.
What is it?
Rise of the Resistance. I haven't gotten to it yet, but I've done everything else. But I did the Great Movie Ride just so I could say that I did it. But I knew it was in there. It scared the crap out of me. I hated it. Was Indiana Jones in that? No.
Yes.
It is in that. It wasn't the Great Movie Ride? I'm pretty sure it was.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was. Cool. Harrison Ford is in it. Harrison Ford is in the Great Movie Ride.
Yeah, it would be for Indiana Jones because there wasn't any Star Wars stuff in there.
It might be. Do you know where they like show the movie at the beginning?
That's true. Indiana Jones was featured in there in some way.
Yes.
But then good segue into Indiana Jones has its own show at Disney where they basically just recreate all the best scenes from this movie.
Which is pretty awesome. They do the first scene.
They do the first scene live.
Running from the boulder, and they do
the plane scene and there's a plane and they're blowing it up and it's awesome.
The plane scene where
he's fighting the bald
guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they do the
That dude dies hard.
The Cairo scene.
He absolutely does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Where she gets captured and he's like running around and
The baskets.
Yeah. They don't do that scene in particular, but they like do
the first part
of the
market. They've got like spikes up in the floor and stuff like that, and it's all in front of like a live audience. It's so cool. Mm-hmm. It's really cool.
One of my friends was
hopefully they don't get rid of it.
Was one of the extras. Have you been an extra yet?
Nah.
You gotta be 18 years old older to be an extra.
I don't know what I'm talking about, bro.
So in this show,
is it like a live show?
Yeah, it's a live show.
Like they're just performing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like it's like a stage play of Indiana Jones.
Yeah, but
gotcha.
It's like
but
super
also,
good production value.
They also, they take extras from the audience.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll call up audience and then you go back in the back and you sign a waiver and then you get dressed.
Go sign this waiver.
Yeah.
Sign your life.
And then there's always a plant in the audience where like there's like an actual actor, an actual stunt actor.
Mm-hmm.
And so like he gets beat up, pretty funny. it's a good show, but one of my friends was one of those extras.
See, I thought y'all were talking about like a ride that you like.
There's no
run
ride.
From the boulder in a ride or something. I was like, oh, that's kind of cool, but it's not a ride.
There's a ride in Disneyland in California, and I think in a couple of the other ones like overseas. But those are just different plot lines, original plot lines, not anything to do with the movies directly.
Yeah, maybe you might run from a boulder. I think if Indiana Jones, you're gonna run.
Do you think Indiana Jones is a movie that could be rebooted? Like, do you think this is a franchise that could stand being rebooted today? Because I feel like there's some franchises that you're just like, you can't really touch that. I feel like Indiana Jones is one that can be touched. And I don't know why.
I think it's a really I think it's a really easy fix for it too. Like you just make it a son, not Shia LaBeouf's son.
Or you
like,
just reboot it completely. It's just a new Indiana Jones modern day. Like he's a modern day professor doing modern day stuff. Like you give, he'd have new challenges because it's a different time. Like it's literally 80 years later, 90 years later, right? 80, because this is 1940s. Yeah. So yeah, 80 years later, it would be a very different movie. I think it'd be good. You could even set it back a little bit. You could set it in the 90s or the 80s or something and be fine. I think this movie could be rebooted and most people wouldn't have a problem with it. There's movies that you can't reboot because people just get mad. Like you can't straight up reboot Star Wars.
No.
Like you can't just a New Hope. Like you're making a new, like you're just redoing it. You know, you could reboot Indiana Jones.
Yeah, I think so.
I think like Back to the Future is one of the ones we kind of talked about. I don't think you can get away with rebooting Back to the Future.
I think you can.
They could, but I feel like that's going to have a lot more backlash than rebooting this. And if they can reboot Ghostbusters,
okay, but that didn't do well.
I know it didn't, but also because it just wasn't a great movie. Like if you did it the right way, you could reboot.
I think if you do anything the right way, like if you do Back to the Future the right way, you'd be able to reboot it.
Well, I don't think you can say anything. I don't think you can reboot anything.
I took my anything away.
Are there any other movies that you just can't reboot that you feel like it's just like they're so ingrained in the way they're any animated movie I don't think you can remake. I want to say that. I don't think you can remake any animated movie.
I'd agree with you on that one.
Yeah.
Like, who's going to remake the Bee movie? You're not going to reboot the Bee movie. That's stupid.
You don't need to because it's perfect. It's a perfect
movie. I know, but I'm saying, like, any animated movie, you're not going to remake it because animation's going to stand the test of time. Even if it's not great animation, it doesn't matter, you know?
I don't think you can. This is going to be a weird one, and it's not, like, exactly iconic. Well, it is iconic, but, like, Terminator, there's absolutely no way you can reboot Terminator.
I agree.
Yeah, I don't think, like, continuing the story in the modern day like they've done, I think it's fine. It's not good, but you can continue it. But I don't think just straight up rebooting it would work.
I liked not the past one, but the one before that. That was pretty good.
I think also a lot of one-off movies would be really hard. Like franchises, you can get away with, I think, easier. But like one-off movies, like, so the movie we're doing next week, The Truman Show. I don't think you could reboot The Truman Show.
No,
I just don't think you can. There's like movies like that. You just can't get away with it. And I just don't think it works. Did you hit your mic?
I did. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. If it's really loud, I'll edit it out. But I'm sure if we didn't take it out, sorry. That's if I remember to take it out. I'm trying to think of like other movies that you just couldn't reboot. Like people would throw a fit if you rebooted that movie. Like, can you think of a movie that people would riot over if they just decided we're rebooting this?
A New Hope.
I mean, Star Wars. But that's just because the Star Wars fandom is so big and global. That people are going to riot that no matter what. They're going to riot anything that's Star Wars. If they're not making movies, people are going to riot. If they're making too many, people are going to riot. If, like, whatever. Like, Star Wars is just toxic.
Thanks.
Regardless of where you stand on it. If you love them all, if you hate them all, it's just toxic regardless.
I don't know.
The Matrix. Don't think you can remake The Matrix.
I was going to say Jurassic Park, but then I remembered that pretty much has been rebooted.
Yeah.
They rebooted it. It's still a continuation.
It's a reboot.
But it's close enough to a reboot. Yeah.
Which is the new Ghostbusters coming out.
Yeah.
Sequel, but it's also. I think you'd do Indiana Jones, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it'd be cool. And to, like, do it set in this, like, this time. Mm-hmm. Or I even, think, like, 80s, 90s.
Yeah. I mean, they're like, the newer one that's coming out in, like, 2022, it's going to be old man Indiana Jones because Harrison Ford's an old man now.
Maybe.
So, he was
old in the Crystal Skull one, too.
Yeah. But now it's, like, older.
Is he in that one? Has he been confirmed to be in that project?
Yes.
There's absolutely no way that you can.
They don't make an Indiana Jones movie without Harrison Ford.
Unless they reboot it.
That's what I'm saying. I almost wish that the one that's coming out was just a reboot.
I think they wouldn't do it. And that answers your question that they can't reboot this because Harrison Ford is tied to that role.
Doesn't matter. Harrison Ford is so tied to Han Solo.
Harrison Ford does not like being Indiana Jones.
He's doing this movie though.
Okay, he did
Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Yeah, and he did.
He didn't want to do the Star Wars sequels.
The Star Wars sequels.
He thought Han should have died in Episode 5. He hated that they let him live.
He hated Han in Episode 6. He didn't want to do Episode 6.
I know, because he thought he should have died.
Mm-hmm.
He's very opinionated about his characters. I think Harrison Ford just doesn't like acting very much.
He doesn't like.
I think everything from you hear about him is that he just doesn't like doing.
From
he
what I've
like
heard,
acting.
He doesn't enjoy. Acting and then being known for the roles. He wants to be known as Harrison Ford.
Yeah, when you signed on to do Star Wars, that all ended right there.
No.
But he also wasn't expecting Star Wars to be as big a hit as it was. So that's like not even at a fault to him.
Exactly. It's not a fault
to him. I think most actors want that, though, is they don't want to be tied down to a singular role. I really, because like if I was an actor, I wouldn't want to be known for one thing. I think that's a really common thing that actors don't want to be pigeonholed into one role, because then that's like just all they're ever known for. And like as an actor, your job is to act in anything. You know, you're able to like show your range. But then there's actors that get typecast, and I don't think they like that. Like the person I'm thinking of right now is Robert Pattinson. He's one of the guys who's worked his way out of being that role. Like he was Edward. That was when you thought of Robert Pattinson, you thought of Twilight. And now he's working his way out of that and getting into more roles, having Good Time and Tenet and eventually Batman.
Pulling out for Robert Pattinson.
I've never seen Twilight.
I think I've seen the first one.
I might have
seen the second one.
There was no plan for me to go watch it. Yeah. It's just,
we should do a Twilight marathon.
We should not.
We shouldn't.
On the day that we're recording this, Robert Pattinson got diagnosed with COVID today. So that's not fun. No,
he was.
That's not fun.
People like on Twitter were like freaking out because like first a report came out and it was just like somebody from the like in the Batman production got COVID and like production got shut down. People were like, whoever this was should be fired because they're not being responsible. And then like 30 minutes later, it was just like Robert Pattinson was the person that got diagnosed. And they're just like, okay, he can stay around.
They took it back real quick.
People on Twitter, man.
But Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Let's get back on this.
Sorry if I'm like not involved in the conversation as much. I'm in the middle of a fantasy draft right now.
Yeah. Joe is straight up doing a fantasy football draft.
I've got two picks until my turn.
What pick did you get?
It just started, yeah.
Yeah, I'm on pick 4 right now.
Sick. All right, back to this.
So something that's really weird in this movie is like he's a professor and the girls in his class have the hots for him.
Yes.
Literally like all of them. And there's so many females in that class.
Well, it's because they're just taking the class for him.
100%.
Would you ever take a class just for the professor? Just because you thought the professor was hot? Like even if, so you got a professor, she's teaching archaeology and you have no desire to learn about archaeology. Would you take it?
Archaeology is cool though.
Yeah. Okay. You're taking calculus. Calculus 7. Like really hard math. That's not even a class. I'm just making one up. Like it's a class that you have no desire to take at all. But the professor's smoking. Do you take it?
No.
No.
No. But like the thing is like his class is probably not that hard. Like it's not.
I'm sure
it's
there's not a calculus lot of 7. I'm sure there's a lot of reading for archaeology. There's so much reading. They probably have like 5 textbooks. This is probably
textbooks.
Like
intro.
This intro is in 1939, and there's a lot.
It's intro.
It's an intro course.
There's probably
my guy.
So much reading, and you know that he's written a few textbooks because he's like this big adventurer. He is definitely that professor to write a textbook and then make it a required textbook to buy. I had one of those over the summer.
I'd say there's a good chance that the class is probably hard when your professor has his own theme song.
I'll give you that.
I'm just trying.
I wonder, how is his, like, sometimes he just doesn't have class? He'd just be like, hey guys, class is canceled today. I'm going to fight the Nazis.
I'm sure they have someone that covers his classes. Because that's, like, part of his agreement with the university is that he goes out and gets artifacts. Like, the head dude there is like totally chill with him doing that. The head of his department or whatever.
Yeah,
like
the head dude.
So I'm sure that he probably teaches his class for him, I'm assuming.
I mean,
they have someone take over that class.
The girls have to know it and know that half the time he won't even be in class and still take the class.
Yeah. I wonder how that works. Like some professors do, like a lot of professors do research and stuff and they do other things in addition to their time as teaching. This man just travels around the world and kills people to get artifacts.
I mean, he killed a lot of people.
He does. That's also, I do kind of think that this movie wouldn't be the same in modern day. Cause like back then I feel like it was more acceptable to just kill people. I mean, it's the 40s. It wasn't generally okay, but it was more acceptable than today. Like you can't just shoot someone today. It's not okay. You know, even if they are a Nazi, like you're not supposed to. Not supposed to just shoot him.
What if they're trying to kill you?
Yeah, out of self-defense, I think it's okay.
I don't think he kills anybody unless they're trying to kill him.
Every time? I don't know. Maybe. But, like, it's still...
He kills a bunch of poor, innocent little... Never mind. Poor, I was going to say snakes.
Snakes.
But then I remembered the best type of snake is a dead one, so...
Ain't that the truth.
So, yeah. But...
The music in this movie is really good, too.
Talking about... That's what I was thinking about. We can talk about the music, but can we talk about like the most the most iconic scene of him killing a guy?
So isn't So I understand that
we cleared it up with that sound effect, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Like everybody knows what we're talking about.
The dude
about,
brings
obviously.
Out the sword and he's spinning the sword and Andy just breaks out the gun and shoots him.
Yeah.
Apparently
improvised.
That was improvised, right? Yeah.
It from what I remember.
He wasn't feeling good.
He had just gotten hay fever.
Yeah, he was like really sick.
Like he had just gotten over hay fever and still like recovering.
Is what? Your Google Home? Your Google Home just thought we were talking to her.
Not now.
We're recording a podcast.
What? But
yeah, he wasn't feeling
good. He wasn't feeling good. So
it was
they were
like
thinking
like a whole fight.
They were thinking of a way, and Harrison Ford was just like, what if I shoot him? And they were like, that's brilliant. That's
it's
exactly
though,
what he would do.
Because he's like standing there and just goes.
And just pulls out the gun and shoots him.
Yeah.
It's just so, it's so iconic. It's so good.
It's a Han moment.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Like
so
it is.
Have you heard the theory that Indiana Jones is just Han Solo's like dream, like that's like his fantasy, is he wants to be in another world and like just be the hero and be able to just go like do adventurous stuff and not have responsibilities to Leia and stuff like after they're together. And it like the theory is that this is like set in his head and it's all like what he could do. So he makes up a world which is like Earth and he is like doing all this stuff. And that's why there's like Star Wars references in it, because his subconscious is putting in images of C-3PO and R2-D2.
Too much. I was going to say something because there's a comic that like deals with this, but we ain't talking about it.
Wait, really? There's
we'll
a
talk
comic?
About it later. I'm like 95% sure there's a comic where they go to Earth and
he runs into himself.
Yeah. No, he doesn't actually.
Oh, I don't know. We'll figure that out later. But yeah, that's something that I've heard. I think that's an interesting thing to think about. The fact that like these could be set in the same universe, but one of them's just in his head.
Yeah. Yeah. It could make sense. I'll go with that, you know, but that scene is great. And then he runs off and he goes and misses the basket. Like he doesn't find her in the basket.
Mm-hmm.
He just starts knocking over a bunch of baskets. I think that's hilarious. Like these guys think this man's a jerk because he just starts smacking these baskets out of their
hand. Oh yeah. Everybody there hates him. It's weird because they like all get really mad at him then, but then they all like cheer later. Like all the townspeople really confuse me about how they like really love this dude just because he's just there. I think it's because he's standing up to the Nazis and they don't like the Nazis being in Cairo. The music, I brought that up. The music is really, really good in this movie.
John Williams, don't miss.
Yeah, it's so solid.
Do not miss. John Williams is actually the most taught. Like, he's been on the most production for every movie we've talked about.
Facts.
Yeah. We've done more John Williams movies than anything else.
Because you can
we
even
got another one coming up.
Because you can even talk about Chicken Little because...
Jurassic Park.
Oh, yeah. He did do that.
Yes.
Wow. We did. And we've also had a few Hans Zimmer movies.
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
We Shark Tale. And...
Lion King.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy that we didn't even talk about that in Lion King. The fact that the music in Lion King was done by the dude that did Shark Tale.
Yeah, we did.
not in the Lion King episode.
Oh, we didn't.
We were talking about too many other things in
probably.
The Lion King episode.
That was the one episode where we talked about the movie the most this season so far.
There was just so much more to talk about.
Yeah, the guest episodes are interesting. We're gonna have a few more of those this season.
Go back to it. I'm gonna talk about it now. It's called Into the Great Unknown. Star Wars Tales number 19, which was released on May 14th, 2004. And it's where Han and Chewie, they hyperspace into, they land on Earth in the North Pacific.
Okay.
Han dies, and then Chewbacca is Bigfoot, and then Indiana Jones goes and finds Bigfoot. that's the entire story.
That's really crazy and really weird.
Yeah. So.
But they're in the same, confirmed Indiana Jones exists in the same universe
yeah,
as
but this
Star
is all,
Wars.
This is all after, like,
yeah,
that's
confirmed.
All not
confirmed,
anything
though.
Anymore.
It's canon. Yep, or was canon at one point.
Was canon at one point.
What else? I'm trying to see what else I have in my notes that we can mention. One thing that's really crazy is like, so the whole driving the truck scene and he's like ramming all these cars out of the way. One car, he knocks. Do y'all remember where he knocked it off like the massive, massive cliff?
Yes.
Like,
isn't the original there's an explosion?
High. I don't know.
I thought in the original there was an explosion and then they took it out because like it's obviously very edited, like them going out. And so they took it out. Because they were like, it's too graphic for Indiana Jones.
I don't think that this movie ever cared about being too graphic. They have two guys whose faces melt off and one guy whose head just straight up explodes. Like, I don't think they care about what's graphic and what's not. They have a guy who dies by going through an airplane propeller.
That's true.
They don't care.
Can we talk about one thing real quick? So, they're on the boat back to America and, like, the Nazis find them in the U-boat and they, like, take the Ark. They take the girl. mm-hmm. and Indiana Jones is just on the submarine, like on the top of it. But then don't they like go under?
I think they just say that they ride on the top the whole way for some reason.
That's
but they never lower, which is like, dumb. Yeah, he just rides on the top of the submarine.
They don't explain
then,
it.
Well, and then when they pull into the bay, he's already off of it. He's already off of the submarine and on like the edge.
So when they're pulling up to the island, there's a shot and he's just cradling the submarine. Like he's just on it and just like basically mm-hmm. on it the entire time. So I think they just rode the thing.
Yeah. I don't think he thought about it. Cause like if that thing goes underwater, what are you going to do, bro?
He obviously did not think about it.
No, he was
just
going
to sneak in.
It's literally a submarine.
Mm-hmm.
There's no sneaking into a submarine, Joe.
Bro, just do it. He's in the jungle.
It goes
bro.
Underwater. You
he's
can't open
just
it.
Built different. It's in his veins. He's built different. He can do it and he can be on shore before the submarine gets in.
Built different settings default.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
The last thing that I definitely want to hit, because we're almost out of time, is the set design for this film is top tier.
I'll give you that.
So
but
good.
That's why it became a stage show at mm-hmm. Disney, just because it's just that good.
The sets for this just all
I'm
around
I'm sure we can
so
find
good.
A video of that somewhere on YouTube. We should Probably. Show that to you.
You should show me, because I don't
like
have a clue what y'all are talking about. But
it's pretty cool.
It is really cool.
The set design cool. is just really, really good in this movie. It's so solid all around. Great music, great set design, good acting. There's some acting that's cheesy, but it's like of the age. It's like this movie definitely shows its age. It's very apparent that this movie is old.
Well, it is very
the
old.
Graphic, like the not the graphics, but like the VFX mm-hmm. are really dated. Like it's really clear that this is an old movie, but it's still really good. I wonder like if someone's watching it for the first time today, if they will love it. Like the people did when it first came out. I think that the age, I don't know if that takes away from anything. Because there's some movies that are like, were really good movies when they came out, but because of their age, they don't hold up today.
Like what?
And so the movie I'm thinking of, you're not going to like me, but Jaws. I know a lot of people, there's a dog barking.
Yeah, there is.
Hopefully that doesn't get picked up on the mics. But if you heard it, there are dogs barking near us. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. I think of Jaws. Because I know people
That's
that watch Jaws
say.
For the first
time. I was like, we
time.
Got one coming up in a couple weeks, bro.
I'm going to see it for the first time. I haven't seen it. I've just heard that people watch it and having never seen it before, they don't like it because it just feels so old.
It is an old movie.
So I'll
You
see.
Have to know that.
I know.
I'm going to let you know. It's an old movie, my guy.
Mm-hmm. We'll see. When I watch it, I'm going to try to not judge it based on its age, but I think it's really hard. Like this movie, I was like,
the plot still holds
it's
up.
It's fine.
But, the plot does still hold
up. And the writing still holds up.
Yeah. I have one. I actually have one problem with Jaws. And only one problem.
We'll get there.
We'll
save
get there.
It.
We'll talk about
save
it later.
It.
Don't get
oh,
it.
Oh, I'm saving it. Okay, but, good. Like, just so you know, this is my favorite movie, and I have a singular problem with it.
Yeah, I don't have any problems with my favorite movie.
What's your favorite movie?
Right now, Shawshank. My favorite movie changes a lot.
That's true.
So we're going right now, it's Shawshank, and I don't have any problems with Shawshank. I can't think of anything that I would change in it. We talked about that last week.
I'm drafting a Bronco, so better not let me down.
Cortland Sutton?
Yeah.
Yo. Are you drafting a Miami Dolphin?
No.
Devontae Parker?
No. Nobody on the Dolphins is worth
it. Maybe in like round like 20. Cortland Sutton in round 7. I feel like that's really
that's
good
a
value.
That's a steal.
How low is Jerry Jeudy going to drop? Because I think he's going to be pretty solid too.
I don't know if I'm going to draft two Broncos though.
Welcome to
I think you should draft him first round tomorrow.
I'm drafting
night.
Jerry Jeudy first round, 100%.
Number one overall.
If I get the number one overall pick, sure. I'm not going to shake on that. No way.
Come on. Like, what are the McCaffrey. Odds you get the number one overall pick, though?
1 in 10.
I know, bro.
Pretty high.
Do it. That's funny.
That would be terrible. No, not in like
you know how much you get. League. You know how much you get clowned on?
We would have to do it in a meme league. Like, it'd have to be a league where we don't try too hard.
Meme We're leagues can't exist. They can't exist with fantasy football.
Sure. Because
even in like, if I draft a team as a joke, I'm going hard on like the free agents and waivers because I still want to win.
I mean, the good players will be taken. It's just taken out of order. Like maybe you say you can't take anyone first. In the top 100 players in the first 10 rounds or whatever. Like you can only take someone
That's
in the top
so
100. And you're just taking like
round 10. Everybody just sits up. It's go time.
We just talked about fantasy football for a while.
That's all right.
That's fine. That's all right.
We got to give people their sports fix because the burner account's just not making episodes anymore.
That's true. Yeah, that's a podcast that existed at one point that we are not affiliated with, but they wanted to be affiliated with us because we have listeners and they don't.
Ooh.
Anything else you guys want to hit before we end this week? Because we're at the end of our time. No.
Indiana Jones is a solid movie.
It do be a solid movie.
I like the... I didn't even talk about it. One of my favorite things that they use to get around is map. Like, they just use the map. And it's
that.
That's
it's
so iconic. Way. It's so iconic, too.
It makes me think of the Lego Indiana Jones. Because I remember having that on the DS, and that was like, you were constantly flying places. So, like, whenever I see that in the movie, I think of the Lego. Because the Lego Indiana Jones is like the original three movies, like, all together.
Yes, I know.
And so it's like, you're constantly traveling. But yeah, that's a really great way to, like, just the way that they showed traveling really long distances, instead of just, like, doing a time card where it's just, they're in this location at this date or whatever, which a lot of movies do. I think they did that really well. Mm. And it's super iconic, for sure.
It is. It really is.
The music, like, just the Indiana Jones theme is very iconic. The bum, ba, da, bum, just very recognizable.
Mm-hmm.
It's up there with some of the most recognizable themes just in movies. And the three that I think of are all John Williams. The three most recognizable themes, I think of Star Wars, I think of Indiana Jones, and I think of Jurassic Park as just the most recognizable, like, main themes for a movie. Mm-hmm. This is definitely one of them.
Yeah, it definitely, like, you could play this anywhere, and people be like, whoa, that's the Indiana Jones theme song.
Yeah, they're going to recognize it. Even people that haven't seen the movie, I think, will recognize it.
I'm fact-checking myself before I say this, so that way I don't sound like an idiot, but...
say it, and then let us know if you were right or wrong. Well, now you got it, because we've only got a minute or two left.
I mean,
I'm working on it.
Hurry.
I think if there's an iconic theme, it's written by John Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Jaws, my guy.
That's what I was looking up. I just wanted to double check, but I was very confident that Jaws was John Williams, and it is.
I think it's on the poster.
Well, it's got to be on the poster.
I wouldn't even say that that's a theme.
Yeah, it's on the poster.
It's just the shark. It's the...
That's a theme,
I don't know if
bro.
That counts. That's not like a theme song.
The
like,
shark is a character in that movie.
The shark is a character, and it had a name on set.
But I'm saying like movie theme. Like the theme for your movie.
That is the theme.
I don't consider that a song because it's like one instrument. That's like a sound. But I'm saying like we're talking like
okay,
song.
You're talking about the dun. Like listen to the song. You've obviously. Like,
I haven't seen Jaws.
You haven't seen Jaws. It like it picks up. It's a full orchestra.
Yeah, it's a thing.
I still think Star Wars or Indiana Jones are more iconic.
You'll get that in a couple weeks. That's fine.
Okay.
No, that's from Shark Tale.
Yeah, that was in Shark Tale.
Where he goes. Nah!
Yeah, but it's based on, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, that entire thing was based on, it's the Jaws theme song.
I know. I wouldn't put that as more iconic than Indiana Jones or Star Wars, though. I'd say those are both more iconic.
I would say if you play all four of them, like, everyone's going to know which one's which.
Oh, for sure. But I think if you're giving it to the average person, I think the average person is going to recognize Star Wars or Indiana Jones more than Jaws.
That's just debatable.
I know, like that's what I think. We haven't tested it.
The Donna is just, it's too, like, there's nothing else that it could be.
I guess. John Williams really is a legend.
Really bro. Is.
That's insane.
Pop off.
Anyways, we'll just end the episode there before we get to debating theme songs more. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Act 4 podcast. We hope you'll tune in next week where we're talking about the Truman Show, right? Yeah. Truman Show next week. And we'll have a special guest on that episode.
Yes.
It'll be another guest episode. Those are cool and fun for us. Mm-hmm. Make sure that you're following us on social media, on Instagram and Facebook at the Act 4 Podcast. I still haven't published the Facebook page.
Let's do that.
on Instagram and Facebook.
Connor, is Matt Breida the starting running back of the Dolphins?
No.
Who's the starting running back?
I don't know now. It used to be Ballage, but when we traded him to the Jets.
Anyways, yeah, follow us on social media. You can also check out
our
website.
They haven't announced it.
Stop! I'm trying to do the outro. you can
this is much
check
more
out
important.
Our website, anchor.fm/act4.
On there, Jordan Howard.
Sir. on our website, you can
That's
sign
gonna
up.
Be really loud.
I know. I'm gonna just mute you.
That's fine.
You can sign up on our website. This is so stupid. Sign up for our website to be a contributor. We already have some that'll help fund the podcast and help make us a just a better podcast, get better audio quality, and so on and so forth. You can also leave us audio messages there, and if we get enough of them, we'll do a whole episode at the end of the season where we answer your questions.
Yes.
They can be questions about us, about the dynamic between us, about our movies, any movies we've talked about, or any other movies. You know, honestly, just leave us questions.
If you leave us a voice message about Star Wars, we will not answer it.
Well, we might answer. It depends on the question.
We're not answering. You've been outvoted, sir.
I might answer it. The two of them might not. But I control the editing. I determine what gets into the episode, so I can put in whatever I want. Thank you for listening, and that's a wrap.